Congressional leaders are looking at major cuts to Medicaid, and healthcare advocates say the proposed changes would be keenly felt by rural Utahns who need maternity care. A new report from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families finds almost 13% of women of childbearing age in Utah's rural communities rely on Medicaid, compared to 10% in metropolitan areas. Thais del Rio with Voices for Utah Children calls Medicaid vital for those in less populated areas.
Medicaid really is the only way to keep themselves healthy before, during, and after they give birth. And receiving continuous Medicaid health coverage, I think, really allows many of these women to be able to properly address chronic conditions before they become pregnant and to be able to access prenatal care.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump warned hardline Republicans who want even steeper cuts to the program not to mess with Medicaid, as the massive budget reconciliation package faces opposition. But Del Rio says Medicaid is under attack regardless, either through direct cuts or by enacting stricter work requirements. Joan Alker with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says lawmakers could be looking at making the largest cuts in the program's history. Alker argues these would also lead to less Medicaid revenue and an increase in uncompensated care costs for hospitals, which in rural areas are already struggling.
It doesn't matter who their health insurer. If they have private insurance, employer insurance, but there's no facility, then they can't safely give birth. And that's why these issues are so consequential.
The report finds Medicaid covers almost half of all births in rural America and about 40% in metro areas. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.